you can be in your comfort zone and still be uncomfortable. Yes, you can have a life that you're going crazy and completely stressed out with too much to do. Yes, I'm talking about the life of a business owner or an attorney. The chaos you feels uncomfortable, that kind of all of that stuff going on, that stress. But that very chaos can be your comfort zone. Hello and welcome to the Monday Morning Mindset. I'm Eric Dieter, your host. I am an ultramarathon runner. I'm a mindset coach. And this place, the Monday Morning Mindset, I share ideas and tools to help you develop a strong mindset. Your mindset determines your success, whatever you do. And developing a strong mindset is a skill you can learn. Now, life coaches, you know, like me, life coaches and motivational speakers, they love to say this, get out of your comfort zone. In fact, if you spend much time looking on the internet, if you get motivational quotes come through your feed, you may hear things or you may see things like this. Life begins at the end of your comfort zone. Another quote, you'll never change your life until you step out of your comfort zone. Great things never come from your comfort zone. Leave your comfort zone and arrive at your success zone. True self-discovery begins where your comfort zone ends. Yes, there's a lot about a lot of stuff out there talking about a comfort zone. And you know, you think we kind of know what it is, but for those of us who are business owners or you know or attorneys, you can stay in your comfort zone and still be uncomfortable. If you're running a business or a law practice, it puts you into this strange kind of reality. You're stressed out. You have too much to do. And there's all of this pressure. You carry the business around with you all the time. Or you carry the practice with you never really get to, you know, clock out. There's always that pressure. Even on vacation, even on your days off, the business is you. And so you adapt to that feeling of that stress and that mindset that you live in. You've adapted to the chaos. The chaos is familiar, and the definition of a comfort zone is what you are familiar with. So as a business owner, as an attorney, you can have chaos as your comfort zone. When you're not working, you're thinking about what you have to do. All of that is with you all the time. I call this the chaos comfort zone. Yes, I just made that term up, but it describes perfectly what you feel. That chaos comfort zone, it's just the reality that you live with. Your mind is always churning, and you feel the weight of carrying that with you as tension and stress in your body. And we as human beings are great. Your mind and your body can develop resistance to all kinds of things. It's just like drugs or alcohol. I mean, if you've ever known somebody who's addicted to drugs or alcohol, their body develops a resistance, and it always takes more and more and more to get the same kind of effect. It's the same thing with stress. Your body will develop a resistance to the stress and the pressure of the kind of life that you face as a business owner or as a lawyer. But eventually, your mind and body will break from the stress, and we call this burnout. And so that is, for most of us who are business owners, that's a very real threat, real possibility. I mean, you may have experienced that, as a lawyer or as a business owner. You may be feeling that, or you maybe feel like you're almost there. This feeling of being comfortable with chaos happened to Brenda and me. We were getting all kinds of calls for business. We had jobs booked out at 4 to 6 months, and we went for 2 years working our tails off. We never took a vacation. And one day our friends invited us, hey, we've got this condo down at Branson. And if you come with us, if you just listen to this free sales pitch, you know, you don't have to buy anything. You just go and listen to the presentation. you can get a free weekend. And they were good friends with us for a long time. And I said, okay, sure enough, sure. So we get ready to go to the sales presentation. And Brenda and I look at each other. We're not going to buy. So we had our walls up, but we had our resistance, and we had our plan. We were going to listen to the pitch, and no, that's not for us. Besides, we're too busy. We're business owners, you know, and so we can't do this. The saleswoman, very, very good. She just very calmly said, "When was the last time you took a vacation?" And we kind of smiled to each other and says, "We're self-employed. We don't take vacations. We have work to do. We're busy all the time." And it was that we were comfortable with it. I mean, that was what we thought it had, you know, that's what business was about. You keep the business going. She just smiled and kind of looked at us and said, "Do you think that's healthy?" And we kind of stepped back for a second and went, "Well," and she didn't ask for an answer right away. She said, "I'm going to go get some coffee. You guys can talk about it." Best sales presentation I have ever seen. If we would have had the hard pressure sales that most people get from those kinds of presentations, we would have walked away. But we talked ourselves into it, and it was a good decision for us. We said, you know, it will if we do this, it will force us to plan and actually take time off. See, the paradox with having chaos as your comfort zone is that you don't really realize that the stress and chaos. You don't realize it's a comfort zone. You feel uncomfortable just because of the stress and the pressure. But you can adapt to that, and that can be just part of life that you've adapted to as your comfort zone. The chaos comfort zone is real. So we're gonna give you three steps. If you're there, three steps to how to break out of this chaos comfort zone. Step number one, realization. You have to ask yourself, look at your life, look at the way things are going, and ask yourself, am I doing what is healthy for myself? Is this, wherever you're at, what you're doing, is it healthy? Are you? And if you can't ask yourself, I'm asking you, what you are doing in your business, in your law practice, is it healthy? Is it something that you can sustain long term? Take a step back and look at your life from the outside perspective. If you were somebody else looking at your life and looking at your business, would you consider that, you know, they have that you looking at yourself, can you maintain this for a long time? If you can't answer that, go to the second step, make a decision. See, it doesn't matter what kind of comfort zone you're in. If you're in the chaos comfort zone, or if you're just cruising along through life, what we used to call life on Easy Street, it doesn't matter. You still are there. You're still in either one of these comfort zones because you have been afraid to make the decision to change anything. Because, see, the human mind is this way. We don't change anything that we're used to. If we're accustomed to the stress, anything new and different feels like a risk. Even though inside, yeah, I can't keep this up forever. This is not healthy for me. But it still is this. It's what you're used to. It's what you're comfortable with, even though it feels uncomfortable. It's familiar. So what is familiar, if you try to think about changing it, your mind is going to go, wait a minute, wait, no, no. Anything new, if it's new and if it's different, it could be risky. You don't know what you might get if you get out of this spot. So a lot of people, I mean, you've seen other people who will stay in and keep doing things they know that is not good for them long term, and they can't ever seem to get up the ability to make a decision to do something different, because different feels risky. The truth is, though, your comfort zone is more dangerous than staying in your comfort zone is more dangerous. Doesn't matter it doesn't matter what. If you're not growing, if you're not adapting, if you're not trying to do something different, you're dying. It's kind of the way, you know, you think about the theory of evolution. Those that don't adapt get eaten. It's the adaptations that keep you growing and keep you moving forward. So make a decision. I'm not going to put up with this anymore. That's the second part. Making a decision to change and do something different to get out of your comfort zone, whether it's chaos or whether it's easy street, make a decision that you're going to keep moving forward. You're going to do something different. You're going to continue to move past your comfort zone. And step number three, take action. Once you make a decision, you have to take that first step immediately. It's important to get started right away. Because if you wait too long between the decision and the action, your mind is going to talk you out of it. You've probably experienced this in the past. I mean, we all have. Oh, yeah, I've decided I'm going to lose weight. Oh, I'll do it next week. I've decided I'm going to get in shape. I've got to get this other thing done, then I'll start. I'm going to start running. And you just never seem to get out the door and on the road. I mean, you don't even get your running shoes put on or your running clothes put on. If you don't take action on your decisions, nothing's going to happen. And if you wait too long between the time you make the decision, if you wait too long to take an action, your mind is going to find excuses, other things to do, because you're in your comfort zone. See, your comfort zone is deadly. Your comfort zone is going to keep you stuck at the life that you have, doing the same thing over and over and over. And it doesn't matter if you've adapted to chaos or whether you're just kind of cruising along through life and everything's great. Your comfort zone is deadly. Your comfort zone will eventually steal your soul. I help people make these steps. Take a look at what you're doing. Try to make a decision for something that is healthy to help you to grow, to help you avoid burnout, to help you have the kind of life that is a rich and full life, that is what I call the epic life, and to take action to get you to that place. That's what I do as a life coach. That's why I call myself the ultramarathon mindset coach. And I offer a free 25-minute mindset reset. Give me a call at ultramindsetpodcast.run. ultramindsetpodcast.run. There's a link there. You can schedule a free 25-minute conversation with me, and I help you get started on your way out of your comfort zone. Whether it's chaos or whether it's easy street, I can help you start getting moving forward. ultramindsetpodcast.run. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you next time.